Hey everybody, welcome to Drunk Before Noon, episode 1 billion in 7, or whatever number we're on. We lost count a long time ago. Today's going to be our first episode without the infamous Captain Sleeper because he fell asleep. And he's not awake for the show. Or he just had to work, I don't know. It's one of those answers, I don't know the right one. But I will be trying to do the show with two other main hosts. Myself, which is Whiskey P. We also got
Token Squared, what's up?
And
Mocha Aladocious, bitch.
So the three of us, and just the three of us, are going to try and hold you guys down for the next hour and a half. Hopefully you can stand this and keep us in the rankings, because thank you very much for putting us back up there. Hopefully our last show was better than the two before that, because you guys showed it to be.
Yeah. And you said the other shows were not that good, which, you know, they were fun.
You were right, though.
Yeah, but we're trying to be top flight. Top flight security in the world.
So we're going to go ahead and skip what we had going first, per Aladocious, and we're going to go ahead and just talk about the meteor that went off right above Russia this last week.
So went off or like crashed into the earth and fucking...
No, it never hit the earth.
It never hit the earth? I thought people got hurt or something.
Yeah, you know how that shit can blow up above the earth and like a nuclear explosion, fuck people up and shit, you know what I mean? So a bunch of people got injured. I don't have the exact... I should have pulled those numbers up, but I didn't.
It was over 1,000. Like 1,200 to 1,000.
Yeah, but in Russia, that's like 6 people. You know what I mean?
Is that something you can like claim on your insurance? Mm-hmm. Like if your house gets fucked? Meteor!
Meteor insurance? Allstate covers that.
Affleck!
I know it's a tragedy, but I'd just like to hear some of those Russians panic. In Russian.
Really?
It was a funny language.
It would kind of sound the same as like a regular day in Russia, though.
Yeah.
No offense to our Russian listeners. The rest of you Russians.
The ones that are left after the
meteor. The real Russians.
Yeah.
In the motherland.
Thought you guys beat us to space. Yeah. What happened there? You guys are supposed to fucking... Well, anyway.
Karma.
Man, nothing beats an astronaut. Not even a cosmonaut.
But hey, that meteor that went off in Russia, you know, obviously exploded a couple miles over the earth and injured a bunch of people. A lot of them, most of them shattered glass. That's what I heard.
Oh, okay.
But an asteroid barely missed Earth. It was only 150 miles long or big, however you want to say it, which is not very big compared to, you know, asteroids. Yeah, you know what I mean? But give you guys an idea, I did look up these numbers. The asteroid flew by Earth safely. Obviously, we're alive. At 17,150 miles away from Earth, which is, you know, fucking far. I mean, most of your guys' cars, you guys drive more than that in a year, but it's a year's worth. But to give you an idea how close that was, most of our weather satellites and, like, satellites that look at Earth, you know, Google Earth and all that shit, they're at 22,300 miles away. So 17,150 is a lot closer than that. So that's how close that asteroid came to hitting us, which is fucking close.
So, did it take out any satellites or what?
No, just completely missed us. No harm.
Alright.
Yeah, but yeah, just so you know, I guess they're not related either. From what they're saying is, they came in separate directions and shit. They have nothing to do, they're not related. But, that's pretty much all I want to say about that subject, because...
Next!
Yeah. Cruise ship. You guys heard about that cruise ship?
I didn't know what happened with the cruise ship.
You know, honestly, I didn't hear too much about it either. But I know.
I heard some about it.
You did?
What'd you hear?
What'd you hear?
Well, there was a fire.
Ooh.
Oh, Lord Jesus, this is a fire.
Fire on the water.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Which, by the way, is big in the news right now. You know, what's her name? Sugar? Sugar? Brown sugar? Some shit?
No idea.
All right, anyway, the cruise ship, there's a fire in the engine room, and it took out all the electricity. Somehow the plumbing is related, so these people were stuck there.
That was their problem. You don't mix electricity and shit.
That sucks.
And they were stuck there for a good 5 days or some shit.
I know it was a while. Supposed to be a 3-hour tour. No, it was supposed to be a short cruise, like a 3-day cruise, ended up being like an 8-day cruise. Wasn't much of a cruise. I know what I heard about it. Because, you know, obviously the food was scarce because, you know, they planned for 3 days when that shit lasts longer. Yeah. They're eating, like, bologna sandwiches on a daily basis and shit.
It's like prison.
But
the whole while, there's hundreds of fish literally underneath you.
But yeah, but they didn't teach a man to fish. They gave a man a fish for a day.
That's where they fucked up.
They didn't teach a man to fish. Yeah. They can eat for life. Well, anyway, that ship made it to shore. Everyone's safe. That's pretty much all I got on that one, too. Yeah, see, this sucks without Cap and Sleeper. It's what it is.
It sucks, but it's not as gay. So
no, true that. Like, now, I can literally not be afraid to pull my dick out if you have to suck it or something.
Yeah, because we all are men, and sometimes we pull our dicks out.
Just because. It's hot, you know? Yeah. Shit gets hot.
But you can't do that around Captain Sleeper, because then, you know,
he'll suck on it or something. But
it's a problem. We're working on it.
It's an addiction. Emphasis on the dick.
Definitely in the dick chun. So, Valentine's happened this week.
Oh, you mean like everybody waste your money day?
Yeah.
I just know I got a shitload of chocolate in my house now. I don't know where it came from.
No. Well, that's from Sancho. He brought your Olay's and the chocolate.
That motherfucker, I thought I told him.
Don't leave no evidence.
Actually, speaking of Valentine's Day, I heard an interesting stat about the Valentine's Day. They said that, the average married man spends 3 times as much money on his mistress's gift as he does on his wife's gift. That was fucking hilarious.
If I had a mistress, I would definitely spend more.
Well, 2 times that is keeping her mouth shut.
Yeah, I guess. That's true.
Yeah, well, I don't have to spend anything to keep her mouth shut.
I like to keep her mouth open. You know
what I mean? It's usually better that way. A lot smoother. less of a cone zone.
Yeah. So, no tooth dragging.
So what did you guys do for Valentine?
Worked.
That's about right.
I did some work, too, and then I bought a flower.
That's all it takes. Flower.
Yeah. Got the old lady a flower. She smelled it. It's still in the house. It's probably going to die soon.
Usually flowers do that. They don't last very long out of the ground.
Yeah.
Did you tell her, this is what our love's doing?
Yeah. I'll love you as long as this rose is alive.
And, you know, goddamn it, she doesn't even try to keep it alive.
Well, shit, man, I wanted to get Valentine's Day, because I didn't want to get up to the good thing about being married is there's no hiding places, so you can't really get something premature and try to hide it, because that ain't going to happen.
It's because she's in your ass all the time.
Exactly, you know, and so I try to get something the day of. Holy shit, I'll tell you what, Walmart, went there 2 days before this, and there was, you know, the heart-shaped boxes of chocolate everywhere. You know, I figured I'll just get all this shit, take her out, no big deal. I go to fucking Walmart, sold out of every fucking thing ever.
That's, like, impossible. Walmart sold out?
Yeah, exactly. So, that thing sold out. So, I end up having to get creative, you know, get some other chocolate somehow. Get, instead of teddy bears, those are gone, I got a teddy frog. And then, got a big one, though.
And then, me too, fella.
And then I'm not going to pay $100 for a dozen roses. Sorry, that's not happening. Especially when I can pay $12 in the other day of the week. I went and got her, real flowers that were still in the ground. They had pots on them, you know what I mean? They'll last longer. You know, so that's what I did. Kind of, it was actually cheaper that way, but worked out. Lame. Valentine's Day is lame. Everyone forgot about it already. That's how lame it is. By the time everyone hears this, we'll have reminded them that it was Valentine's this week.
I saw on the internet, Rihanna got a nice bouquet of bud.
I thought it was dick.
Oh, she got some dick, too, no. I'm sure, because, you know.
She's Rihanna.
I don't think she did. I think she was, at that Valentine's Day crush, and she was hanging out with her girlfriends.
No, it was cool. She tweeted a picture or some of a bouquet of fucking giant buds. It looked awesome.
Well, that's really awesome.
If you smoke bud.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, I mean, what's so awesome about it?
Who does it? That's awesome.
Well, you guys hear about that sprinter in whatever country that was? It's not
South America. Africa?
Is it South Africa?
Home of Di Antwoord?
I don't know where it was.
I don't know.
Well, I think it's somewhere in Europe. I don't know. Some
South Africa.
Was it South Africa? Really?
Yeah, okay. It's from there.
Okay, well, South Africa, some sprinter. I guess that, the story is, and it's all alleged right now because they don't know. He's going to court right now, going to jail, whatever. But the story is his girlfriend tried to surprise him for Valentine's Day, and he shot her 4 times and killed her. Thought it was a person breaking into the house and killed his girlfriend. So now he's going to jail for that. I mean, how fucked up is that?
That's I don't know, she shouldn't be breaking in when she's surprising people. And I know she's got a key.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you know your boyfriend has guns and he shoots motherfuckers who break in, maybe if you're going to do that, like, hide his guns.
Well, I think that bring the fucking that's doorbell. His excuse right now. That's his excuse.
Yeah, that's a story, yeah.
Because in South Africa, where he's from, it's legal to shoot an intruder. So that's what he's going with as his defense. But the thing is, he shot his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Moral of the story, ring the doorbell first.
I mean, his name is Oscar Pistorius. You know, he's, if nobody knows, he's the sprinter
Notorious
from South Africa
Pistorius,
that runs on the fake legs. He's an amputee, isn't he?
Yeah, he was
born that way.
I don't know.
But he has no legs from the knee down, and he runs on those cheetah legs, those metal blades, which don't even get me started. He shouldn't even be in the Olympics, because that's an unfair advantage.
You're talking about little ting-ting?
Yeah, little tink-tink.
Tink-tink.
Yeah. Tink-tink-tink-tink-tink-tink.
The sparks flying out.
But, you know, he shot his girlfriend. He was crying in the arraignment. I don't know. And she was a model, wasn't she?
I don't know, man. I didn't really know her that well.
I think he was crying because those things are, like, perfect, like, fucking recoil dampers. Boink, 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 boink.
And also, they let him wear them in the jail.
Really?
Yeah. Like they don't consider it a weapon.
That's a weapon than a motherfucker.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. What's the next topic? I don't want to talk about Tink Tink.
Poor little Tink Tink.
Burning through these topics. You guys heard of let me tell you guys a quick story so you guys know what I'm talking about, why I even wrote this down. This week, my wife and her sister shows up, and they got some what looks like makeup on their forehead.
You got some shit on your head.
Yeah, that's exactly how I respond. Hey, you guys got some stuff on your head. What the fuck's going on? I don't know if you guys know that. And they rudely came back at me as, "It's Ash Wednesday." Well, I'm sorry, you know, I did not
grow up. When did that happen? Tuesday? Like last Tuesday?
Somewhere like in between Tuesday and Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere between then. But yeah, you know, they come at me like, you know, "Oh, you know, it's Ash Wednesday, blah, blah," and like, "You're a dick for not knowing that." And I was like, man, I'll be honest with you. You know, I've been married for a number of years now, and I've never once, maybe I wasn't home or something, but I don't even remember seeing either of them come with something on their forehead, for one. And two, call me ignorant or whatever you want to call me, but I don't ever, like, remember celebrating Ash Wednesday with anything putting on your forehead. I mean, I've heard the term. Like, I'm not that ignorant. I've heard the term Ash Wednesday. I just didn't know what it was all about. You know, I grew up, you can say Christian if you want, you know. But I never, you know, Catholic, you know. I didn't really know too much about that. I don't know too much about other religions. I don't know if it is Christian. I just missed that part.
No,
but
it's mostly Catholic. That's where it comes from.
It's all considered Christianity, though.
Because you believe in Christ, yes,
right.
But Catholicism
right.
is something different.
As opposed to Muslim or Buddhist even, Catholicism is Christian-based.
So,
well, yeah.
Bringing up that Catholicism, isn't it all crashing down now because the Pope's retiring? What the fuck is that? Is it?
Well, he says that he is unfit to do his job now because of his age and his memory is you know, at fault and his physical stamina, he's not able to do his job.
You know what the other popes did when they couldn't do that? Kept going until they fucking died.
Right, but that was very undignified. I respect this guy for doing that.
I don't. You know why he's really retiring? Because he got busted for covering up little kids getting molested.
That's
what
we need
what
to get to. That
That's
is the point that we need to be talking about that nobody's talking about. But other than that, I respect him for resigning when he's unable to do the job, because usually the Pope will hang on until he's just a lifeless fucking body being toted around. Because
that's tradition.
In the goddamn Pope mobile.
That's tradition. That's what it's supposed to be.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just like a Supreme Court justice until you die.
Yeah, well, I don't agree with it. But yeah, let's get on to the molestation charges involved with this Pope. A lot of controversy going around with the corruption and the cover up.
Of course.
Anybody got anything to say about that? Any opinions? I already know what they'll be.
I definitely do. You know what? The reason he's retiring is because he has his name signed on documents and stuff showing him saying, "Oh, let's cover this up." You know what I mean? And there's just so much going on there that he doesn't want all that coming out further and further and further and, tarnishing the religion more.
Well, it's like this, like what you were saying, and like what everyone's saying, like, yeah, the Pope, most of them, that, you know, they die in their thing. I think he's like only the sixth or...
No, he's the only one.
He's not the only one.
Look it up.
I swear to God, look it up right now. You got the brain
on. He's not the only one.
Yeah. Did he retire?
Yeah, he's not.
He's the only first one in like 200 years to retire.
600.
Okay, yeah. It's a long time.
Yeah, but he's not the only one.
No, he's the second.
No, he's not even the second. He's like the sixth or something.
I don't think so.
It's very rare that a pope
retires. Yeah, it's very rare. Think about six in a couple thousand years. It's pretty rare. But I don't know if he's even six. It's somewhere low. It's really low. But like you're saying, he's too old to do...
Can't do his job.
Yeah, can't do his job.
Well, he can't...
But the thing about it is, there's too much controversy going down right now. Most of these popes, yeah, because like you said, they die in their thing, but it's usually pretty easy. Only thing they got to do is wave at people and show up places.
You know how heavy that fucking hat is?
Yeah, you know, show up at places. Think about it. That's really the job. You can say all this behind the scenes, you know, politics they do, but they're under people that really do it. You know, they just make final decisions. You know, they have less work than the president to do. You know what I mean? Just yes or no, or pretty much yes to everything.
Fucking wave.
Yeah, wave.
Don't touch little boys.
Yeah. Hide.
Well,
yeah.
That sounds like a tough job.
Yeah, obviously they're not doing the not touching a little boy thing, but, you know, like, exactly what's going on is there's so much, this has been going on for years, you know, as long as everyone can remember, popes, or whatever you want to call, what are the Catholic priests, and...
Pedophiles?
Yeah, they
that's what I call them.
Yeah, pedophiles. They've been touching little boys for years and years and years. I don't know if it's a Catholic thing. I really don't know. I mean, not to offend anybody, but I really don't know anything about Catholicism. And this has been going on for years, and now it's coming out. Everyone's coming out of the closet. And the thing about it is like, don't talk about it enough. Like, think about all these people that got fucked over. I mean, fucked, you know, as kids.
Yeah.
And they, like, talk about it for 5 seconds on the news. It's like, it's in and out. Done. You know what I mean? No one gives a fuck about it. But they really should. These kids are... permanently scarred or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, and let's address this. Just, you know, because it sucks. All right, I'm Christian. I'm not going to change religions. Even if I find one that makes more sense, I feel that it's wrong to change. So I feel if I was a Catholic, I would stick to my guns. And what would you say to a Catholic person out there? Because, yeah, we're making fun and it's a fucked up situation. But what would you say to a person, seriously, who's Catholic and they have this... shit going on in their religion. They're not a fucking pedophile, but the people who are leading them are fucking obviously wrong. You know, what advice do you give them? What consolement can you offer?
I wouldn't. I don't give advice on religion. I know what you're saying, though. I wouldn't...
Not the religion part, but, I mean...
Yeah, well, yeah, if they're worried about that, thing about it is, it's like saying, like, if the president, our president of America, was to go and rape a 13-year-old girl. I mean, I'm not saying he did, so don't say I say that or anything like that, but let's just say that happened, right? Now...
If you say that in Russia, you die.
What I'm saying is, like, just because he did that does not make me, because I'm an American guy, say I'm going to rape...
I think it does. In certain cultures, it's called guilt by association.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
That's why most countries hate Americans. We're not all bad, but they fucking hate us because we stand for something that is... hypocritical in nature.
What's that? Freedom?
Yeah. The freedom and us always sticking our nose in other people's business.
Yeah, I don't like that part. Either.
You know? And most countries hate us for that. But that's not me or you.
There's a saying out there that says, evil triumphs when a good man does nothing. You know? And that's basically what it is. So if he's out there raping people and I do nothing, I don't even stand up, but I don't make a statement and say, hey, he can't do this, this is bad, let's impeach him.
That's a good fucking point, man. Because how many Catholics out there do you see that are against the Pope? Everybody's with him.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody sticks together. How many of them do you see that are saying, hey, this guy's wrong, let's take him down? You don't see that.
You don't.
So does that make them just as guilty?
Exactly.
Kind of, yeah. Think so. No, that makes them guilty, yeah.
I think so.
No, that 100% makes them guilty.
Yeah. Because... you know, we don't agree with everything the president says, but we'll let it be known that we disagree.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. I'm calling out all our Catholic listeners. If you don't agree with what's going on in your religion, politic-wise, don't show up for church on Sunday.
Say something.
Say something. Say something.
You know, do something about it.
Do something.
Get this shit stopped. It's up to you guys, really. If you don't like what's going on in your churches and in your religion,
handle it.
Yeah, don't just show up, give money to the fucking hat, and pray like you're supposed to, because you're not, right now, you're like, you're betting against yourself.
I've dated Catholic girls and met their parents and stuff, and that is kind of the status quo, to just sweep stuff under the table. They don't talk about it. They just, you know, they just keep going on and living like nothing happened. It's kind of strange, but that's the Catholic thing.
So I got some advice for all the Catholics out there. Hey, the Mormons are still hiring.
Back to what I was talking about, right, with the Ash Wednesday, okay?
Oh, yeah, back to Ash Wednesday,
shit,
my bad.
Man. Yeah, well, anyway, fucking, yeah, I got ridiculed because I didn't know what it was. I'm sorry, I mean...
I still don't know what it is. I know they put, like, a cross of ashes on their forehead.
Exactly, that's exactly what it was. So, yeah. So that, you know, they started going into Lent, and I've heard of Lent. Like, don't get me wrong, I've heard of it. I didn't know what it all meant, you know what I mean?
It's 40 days of fasting.
40 days of giving up. Yeah, I found it out now. Now I know. It's 40 days, for all of you who don't know also, there's 40 days of you give up something that's hard to give up, like fast food, fucking chocolate, meat, you know, fucking wearing shoes, whatever the fuck you can give up for 40 days, you know?
I know what that comes from, though. It's supposed to be, you know, Jesus Christ fasted for 40 days. He didn't have any food, any water for 40 days. You know?
In the desert.
In the desert.
They forgot that part. Yeah. They just fast.
Yeah. In the desert.
City.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know... That's a cool, but I'd like to see somebody do something that hard. I mean, you can't do it.
Well, you can't.
Your body can only last
you're not Christ.
3 days. Yeah. 3 days without water. Yeah.
You're not Christ, asshole. So slow down.
Yeah.
My bad.
Well, that's kind of an unfair advantage. Jesus Christ, I'm 40. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's fucked
son
up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, fuck that. He's the fucking son of God. Of course he's okay.
It's like, God, I'm dehydrated. He's like, oh, not anymore.
Yeah, you're
like,
good. You're good. No,
you're
about
good now. Like, you don't need water. You walk on that shit all the time.
So, yeah, you're supposed to give up something for 40 days. And, you know, after I found out what was going on and what they gave up and everything, I kind of understood what was going on. But, I mean, I got yelled at. And I'm just telling people out there, if you don't know something and you ask and you get yelled at for it, fuck that person. You know, I didn't know. I didn't know what was going on. And I got yelled at for it. That's bullshit. But,
it's not right. No.
That's what's going on. And, like, now I know. I found out later on. I've been asking the last couple of days. That's mostly a Catholic thing. They give up 40 days. And I'm challenging all priests out there to give up touching little boys for the next 40 days.
Whoa, that's a little...
Hold on. I don't know if they can do that one. But...
Crazy talk here.
40 whole days without touching little boys. I don't think they can do it. What's the over-under on that? Where's Puke?
Yeah, where is Puke?
He's supposed to be here, but he's not, so...
I already had a stomach flu. He's puking and shit.
I think his Lent was to give up podcasting. For 40 days.
Ooh, well, he's well
and
on
little
that.
Boys, but, you know, that didn't last long.
So, talking about little boys, No, I'm kidding. No,
I was like, boys. Whoa.
So the wrestling is getting kicked out of the Olympics.
That's bullshit.
What's up with that?
Wrestling was in the original Greek Olympics. How can they kick out one of the sports that was in the original Greek Olympics?
Yeah, if you ever look at the Greek people, they're just wrestling guys.
They've got synchronized fucking swimming. And they don't have wrestling.
I think what they're saying is there's 25 sports in the Olympics.
Wow, man.
And they got to make room for the 25 most popular or whatever. And they want to eliminate wrestling. I disagree with it.
I totally disagree as well.
It's one of those things, like, I understand, kind of. Because, like, for us that understand wrestling,
yeah.
You understand how the scoring works and how it works, which... I think if it was more publicized, more people would understand it. But if you don't know what's going on, all you see is two guys rolling around on the mat. You don't know what the fuck's going on until someone wins. You're like, oh, this guy won. Yay, why, how? I don't understand. Unless it's a pin, you know? But, like, for us, we understand the scoring. We understand the moves. And same thing with, like, mixed martial arts. You know.
There's an art to it. It's not just utter brutality.
Yeah, you got to understand. Because the thing about it is like, two people are fighting. And sometimes there's a lot, you think nothing's going on. But for us who kind of understand the sport a little more, we see the scoring, we see the holds or what he's building up to be.
See the ride.
You know, maybe we need Joe Rogan fucking emphasizing what's going on during the wrestling match. You know, he's throwing a half Nelson in there. He's running around the corner. This could be bad.
Well, it's not talk ride. About art. You know, art. Most art is based on the human form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
it really
a
is.
A lot of art is. And to see that in live action is just an awesome thing. It doesn't get more human than that. You know, one man against another, the best wins.
There's no, you know, you can't blame one it on
man
a teammate.
Two men enter, one man leaves. It's you know, the epitome of manliness.
Yeah, call me biased or what, but I'll put it out here right now. You get any Olympic wrestler and you get any other Olympian out of any sport, and you put them in, like, you know, a 10-event thing.
Cage.
No, 10 events, you know, bench press, fucking all this shit. The wrestler is going to win. I guarantee you.
Well, wrestling is one of the only sports where you have to use every muscle in
every
your body.
Every single muscle.
At any given moment. That's it true. Is the hardest sport in the world.
I think so. That's why wrestlers kick ass in the MMA. Always.
But the fucked up thing about this is now, I mean, first, people don't know this, okay, but America has a wrestling style called collegiate wrestling or folk style wrestling.
Yeah.
Right? And this isn't even available in the Olympics. The Olympics, they do freestyle and
Greco-Roman.
And Greco-Roman wrestling. So America has fucked up big time. Just within the past 5 years, they stopped freestyle wrestling. And now, you know, we're at a real loss because the high school kids that do wrestle, they have nothing to look forward to. They can't go to the Olympics now. They have the MMA, I guess. I mean, the UFC and stuff. But, you know, that's
all I look forward to.
I guess that's where you make the money. But I don't see as much honor in that as winning an Olympic medal.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I look forward to was the Olympics. Olympics is your ultimate goal as a wrestler.
You're the best in the world. Yeah.
In the
world.
Universe. Really?
Yeah, universe.
In our solar system.
Yeah.
Yeah, the best in the known
that we
universe.
Know of,
yeah. Right. For sure.
Yeah, that's sad. I definitely feel this is going to get reversed. There's no way. There's no way. Because first of all, there's a bunch of angry wrestlers and you don't want to fuck with them.
No, you don't.
You really don't.
I, all you wrestlers out there, same thing as the Catholics, let it be known.
Yeah, and then if there's an Olympic petition, we need to get that word out, find out what it is. If any of you guys know it, go ahead and write us on our email. Which is drunkbeforenoon24@gmail.com. If you guys could give us that petition on the website, we can go sign that because this is bullshit. I mean, honestly, like you said, wrestling is one of the original sports, one of the oldest sports of all times. Because, I mean, obviously, there wasn't a football. You're not born with a football, but you are born with yourself, and that's all it takes to wrestle. It takes two people. Doesn't take a ball, doesn't take a fucking special pair of shoes.
Doesn't take a pole vaulting
stick.
Doesn't
take a fucking stick. Yeah. Doesn't take fucking other people to fucking team up with. It takes two motherfuckers to wrestle against each other. It is one of the most original, easiest, most competitive sports in the world. And to eliminate that is bullshit.
Total bullshit.
That's what I've always felt the Olympics should stand for. I mean, I'm okay with, say, the javelin and the hammer throw, okay? But I think of the Olympics when I think of the ultimate athlete is using no tools, just your body. Sprinting, okay?
Yeah,
wrestling. High jump, even. You know? No fucking tools, just you against the odds.
Well, but you want to do something cool, though? At wrestling practice, you sprint.
Yeah.
You high jump. You train, swim.
You train. Everybody trains.
But the thing about swimming, too, you bring up swimming.
Swimming is good.
Swimming's good, but at the same time, if you remember, there was that whole thing, like, the year after Michael Phelps, you know, won the Olympics, like, 6 gold medals, and then they had the world championship, and he lost to the guy, and they were talking about how the guy was wearing this suit that had just been not outlawed because it was, like, way more slick and went through the water faster and stuff, you know? So there's, like, unfair advantage there. It's,
I think, actually, the Americans wore those first.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, they did.
Do they have cycling in the Olympics? Because
it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lance Armstrong on some bullshit, you know? Come on.
He's doping.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they all are now.
Well, the doping is, like, so fucking tit for tat. It's hard to keep up with. I mean,
I guess everyone
if it
can
exists
dope.
On Earth, go ahead and eat it, and it makes you better, fine. I don't know that we need to get so involved in that.
Well, what if there's some shit that comes off a meteor? You can, like, is that the same thing? Then it's okay.
Then you're breaking the rules.
Go
then you're breaking
you
the
take
rules.
It, I guess, you know.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, Aldo. Just because, like, I think I said this last week before last about performance enhancing drugs. Think about it. It's like a protein shake. If you think about it, is a fucking performance enhancing drug. Think about it.
Oh,
a fucking
food.
One
water.
A day. Yeah, one a day.
Water
vitamin.
Will enhance your performance.
Yeah. So it's like, where do you draw the line? You know what I mean?
That's the thing. Is it so hard to find that line? Just fucking leave it be.
You can take fucking like creatine, and then you can take like male. There's like a hormones that you can take, but you can't take steroids. But the fucking limit, it's like such a small line. You don't know what the fuck it is. You know what I mean?
What it is, I think, it's almost like police. It creates an economy, a small economy. This creates jobs for people. Someone is out there piss testing and analyzing all this shit to make money. And they're just self-propagating their own little world. And we shouldn't allow that. That's ridiculous.
I forgot who it is, but there is like a whole like anti-doping agency.
Yeah.
They made their own job. Anti-doping agency.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Like police. Oh, well, guess what? You can't cross the street right there because I get paid to stop that. Fuck you.
Yeah, that's a good point. We should cover that in like one of these weeks. Just bad laws.
Yeah. What I categorize, I break it down to this. And you know, I've had long-standing conversations with people about this. There are some people, I'm not going to name, who are very known for what I call profiting off of others' pain. You know? You're a hard-working man, Whiskey Pete. Token, you work hard for your money. I know you do. Some people out here don't. They just profit off of the pain of others. It's a cultural thing. I'll break it down to that. Some cultures are raised that way. To only profit off the pain of others. They can't go out there and make and create and, you know, have that pride. They just profit off the pain of others. And you could say that these cops are helping, but look, how many encounters, just in this, in general, how many encounters with police are negative? How many are positive?
Most of them are negative.
So if most of them are negative, you know.
You know, like, not the kindergarten, the guy that comes to kindergarten. When you see me, just wave, because I'm your friend.
Yeah.
Fuck you. When you wave,
he's going to pull you over.
Yeah. Why'd you wave at me?
Pretty much. I remember, to bring up a story, one time, I was rolling with Aladocious here. And we were in the car, you know, we're sitting at a red light. Light turns green. I'm sitting right behind a cop car. It was green for about 10 seconds. And I'm like, what do I do? Should I honk at him? He's like, honk at him! Beep! He takes off and, you know, and shit, and I start driving up, and then he gets over, gets behind me, pulls me over. Why'd you honk at me? Like, the light was green for a long time. Well, license and registration, you know, goes back and runs me. I'm clean, everything's good. He comes back and he's like, well, next time, you don't honk unless you got an emergency. And he starts walking away, and I'm like, hey, never fucking mind. You know, I just let it go, because I knew it was just going to be bad news after that. But, you know, I mean, come on. It wasn't like something was crazy, you know. It's just, that's what the case was.
And, you know, this brings up a good point.
I think we're
on to the biggest news story of the week, and we wanted to hold out on it. Of the year.
Yeah, that's right.
So far.
2013.
These cops think that they are above the law, obviously. They are here to uphold the law. They should not be breaking the law. Alright?
Right.
And that's what Christopher Donner was all about. And they proved him right. He had to die for it, but they proved him right. Because what did they do? They shot at some old Chinese ladies. They burned him to death. They played judge, jury, and executioner.
Judge Dredd.
You know? They're ridiculous. This just proves his point further. He won, in my mind. He is a winner. Because he had to die sometime.
Of course. He said he was going to die.
But before he died, his point was known. And that's the goal of anyone.
People succeeded. You can love him or hate him, but he did make his point. I mean, they are, you know, they take the law into their own hands. Are they really the ones that are supposed to judge the law if it's right or wrong at that point? But no, but they do. Every day, on a daily basis.
You can't tell me that they can't capture a man with all their electric tasers and nets and all this shit without, you know, and if you can't capture him without casualties, then you're a fucking weak-ass cop and you can't do your job. You should be fired.
They have things in the military where they can put sound waves that'll debilitate you, make you crumple on the ground and you can't move.
That is true.
They have the heat waves.
They had that on the Whale Killer show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the cops can't use that on this guy?
They didn't try very hard.
No, because they wanted to kill him. They wanted to make the point. Yeah.
And that's fine. Hey, I want to kill people too, but I don't fucking do it.
That's true. I mean, and, you know, My heart goes out to those people's families, but at the same time, if they were out there doing wrong, you know, it's consequences of your actions. You have to understand.
Yeah.
There's consequences to every action.
Just like consequences of his actions. He knew he'd die, but guess what? They knew they would die because he fucking told them, you're going to die for this.
No, really, though. Because, I guess, yeah, a few mistakes. I think if that shit wouldn't have happened the way it did, it was kind of like a ball, you know, a snowball effect, you know what I'm saying? First off, his truck broke down in Big Bear. They're saying that his axle broke. You know, and the thing about it is, like you're saying with the news, we never know what the real truth is, right? Right now, they're trying to make this guy sound like an idiot, like he fucked up. And who knows if he really did or if it was planned out. We don't know. But yeah, right now, as it's stated on the news, they're saying the fire truck, the truck that was on fire, the axle broke on it. So he fucked up. His axle broke, and then he burned his truck down. And then those maids walked in on him, you know what I'm saying? So then he tied him up, stole their car.
Didn't kill him.
You know, and then he after that car crashed, whatever, he held another guy at gunpoint, and I actually heard the guy who got his truck stolen, he held the guy at gunpoint, he said, get out of the car, I don't want to hurt you.
Did he kill him?
No, he said, he didn't kill him. His exact words were, I don't want to hurt you, and the guy's like, well, I have a dog. He said, grab your dog and get the fuck out of here, and he did. No big deal. Guy fucking left, the guy stole his truck, then he crashed the truck again. Had to run to the fucking woods.
Obviously, he wasn't a very good driver.
Yeah, he crashed a lot of three vehicles down. And then, like you said, the Bill shoot out. And, I mean, shooting against all these people, he ended up killing another one. And then, same thing. They never killed him. He killed himself. Shot himself. They said it was his bullet that killed him. That was what came in today.
The thing is, he's not warring against particular individuals, okay? Because there are some good cops out there, blah, blah, blah. There are some good Taliban out there. There are some good North Koreans out there. There are some good fucking Ku Klux Klans out there. But when you're a part of that organization, you are a part of it.
Once back to the guilt by association.
And, right. And you have to take everything that comes. So, you know, these cops are part of that. You want to be a cop and you want to be part of that brotherhood? Well, why don't you have to explain? Just like these Catholic priests don't have to explain why they touch little boys, why do you cops think that you're above all this shit where you don't have to explain your wrongs? You just cover up for the brotherhood. That's wrong. And I'm not going to be the first to say this, but this is going to happen more. You know, it's going to happen more and more until shit changes. And if shit don't change, then guess what? We'll just live in a police state. And it'll be that. It'll be fucking commie USA.
Well, I thought old Whiskey P here brought up a good point about, you know, the news brought it up and we don't know. We can trust the news. Bringing that point up, I remember when I saw the whole thing about his cabin burning down. It was, he lit the cabin on fire, but I believe we were listening to the radio there, and they have, you know, the police scanners, people listening on the police scanners, they have the recordings of him saying, all right, torch the building, you know, light it on fire.
They said burn him.
Yeah, burn him. But he lit it on fire? No. No, the police did. And they still want us to believe that because they think we're stupid, uneducated. They're fucking up now because the internet's out there and technology's so advanced now that even we can go to the point where we can see these things.
And I'm surprised people, you know, people out there, he was a bad guy. He killed innocent people, okay? But let's not get distracted from the true point. It frustrates me so bad. It's like talking to a woman. You know, you say, bitch, the house on fire, get out. She gonna say, you called me a bitch? You called me a bitch? And then she gonna burn to death. You know? Get back to the fucking facts here, alright? These motherfuckers ain't shit. They're corrupt. They're bad. They are bad. And if you have anything to do with them, I'm gonna call you bad also.
That's pretty much what he had to say. Now, the whole family thing, if I remember from the manifesto correctly, he was saying, I'm taking your family because you took mine. Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. I understand.
That's harsh.
That's fucked up because, like you said, the daughter, she was just born into that shit. She didn't pick to be that guy's daughter.
It's guilt by association.
You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. She didn't get to pick that.
But she didn't choose to be associated either. That's why that's so harsh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's why everyone said that, like, that's what made him the bad guy.
I don't know. No one that's really knows the daughter, though. What's her backstory? I mean,
we don't know.
Exactly.
Well, as of right now, as of what we know, we're saying it's fucked up.
Okay.
But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he would have stuck more with just just killing cops or just killing who was on his
list. But like we said, if you want to hurt somebody, you that hurts family. Pretty bad.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That hurts pretty bad.
Because he's dead, but the guy still hurt
I'm me. Not agreeing with that at all. I personally would never fucking do that. But I'm saying, if you want to hurt somebody...
That is the worst. Yeah. Fuck. So he did that. Exactly. But I think, like, for what he was standing for, if he would have not did just that, if he would have just not did that, if he would have killed, more, like, let's say, two more people on his manifesto that he wanted to get after, two more cops or whatever, and he would have stuck to that, then I think he'd be more of a hero to a lot of people.
Well, that's a good fucking point, man, because like we're saying here, we're down in the cops because they stand up for the wrong shit that is done. He did some wrong shit.
Exactly.
Okay, Christopher Donner did some foul shit. All right. And that did make him bad guy, you know.
He was in a bad guy for killing people in general.
No, I don't think he was bad for killing cops. I just don't.
It's never right to kill anybody. That's you're true. Semi-religious, that's you're supposed to, it's God's job.
That is a very valid point.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. It's never right to kill.
Marines just kill them all, like God sort them out.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, but still. I mean, it's still. You know, even in times of war, it's still not right. You're not supposed to be the judge to take out people's lives. I mean, no one's supposed to take other people's lives. It's not really just. But, you know, war is a crazy thing. It's either they die or you die, so you have to.
Yeah, it's you or them. Now, war is different, dude. Like, yeah. That right there, you can't categorize into anything else. But, like, Christopher Dorner's case, he was killing people on purpose, like certain people on purpose. And then, like, obviously, he did fuck up because he was supposed to be a smart dude and, you know, who knows how smart he really was or how tactical he really was. We don't know that because we don't know him that well other than his manifesto and what we've seen him do. And, I mean, the media is trying to make him look like an idiot now. You know what I mean? And, you know, he might very well be an idiot. You know what I mean? He just got away with a few things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think so. He had the whole fucking Southern California
police. Exactly.
And sheriffs and everybody it's looking one of the for him. Biggest... You're bound to get caught. You got all those people looking for you. You're bound to get caught.
Yeah, and he didn't, though. I mean, honestly, like I said, the media's trying to make him look like an idiot. He might be an idiot, but I really don't think he is because he was able to get away for as long as he did. And the fact is he was hiding, like, a couple hundred feet from, like, the main fucking...
search party.
Yeah, it really was. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, but... I heard it, and they were like, we didn't want to kick in that door because...
Yeah, so obviously he was smart enough to know that.
Yeah.
So he wasn't that much of an idiot. Maybe mistakes did lead to his demise or whatever, but...
I mean, you can't plan for everything. You're bound to have some mistakes.
Exactly, so... I mean, the thing about Dorner is we can talk about this motherfucker forever, dude. Oh, yeah. I mean, everything he did. And, all right, for real, all of you who don't know what's going on, Christopher Dorner.
Are you serious?
You never know. Okay. Maybe someone got back from Iraq today. I've been there.
All right. Yeah, you're
right. And Christopher Dorner was this guy who was a former LAPD officer, and he pretty much got fired for some... case that he reported, he pretty much turned in one of his own.
He crossed the blue line. He
crossed the blue line, quote unquote blue line. And they ended up getting rid of him because they had some false charges against him and shit. And he got mad and ended up killing someone's daughter, police officer's daughter who represented him and her fiance. And they went on a rampage, killed a couple cops on the way, ended up in Big Bear, California, where he got into a cop shootout and then he died, shot himself, and burned in the cabin. So now you guys know the story if you didn't know who he was. Go ahead.
I've got a good point about this guy. Because like we said, he didn't kill this person. He didn't kill that person. He was in Big Bear after he lit his truck on fire. They thought that was like some diversionary tactic. But let's reanalyze that. Why did he light his truck on fire?
His axle broke.
And he had a bunch of weapons in there.
Yeah. Some were still in the truck.
Look, I live in California. Pretty close to the place where this happened. And... I know a guy from the DOD who gave me a little bit of inside information. They said on the news that they found a rifle and a gun in his car or something. There was a lot of fucking weaponry in there. There was many rounds and just a bunch of shit in there. This guy told me, so, you know, take his word for it. So let's just open it up for analyzing this. Why do you think he'd light his truck on fire? I know what I think. Why do you think?
I know why then. If he had all that stuff to bring motherfuckers up there to kill.
I think so that no kids would find it.
Oh, that's a good point.
True that. Yeah, he couldn't carry all that.
He's not a bad guy at heart. He's misguided. You know, and his anger led him in the wrong direction. All right, but, you know, the human thing about it is I can understand anybody's pain. All right? I understand his pain. I don't agree with all his actions. But what I look more toward is what caused that pain is the true problem. Why are all these school shootings in America and not other countries? Why are all these fucking, you know, homeless people going crazy? We're supposed to have freedom. We're supposed to, have this great life here.
Life,
do you
liberty.
Know people in other countries don't know about the history of racism in this country? I work with a lot of people from Colombia, Guatemala, fucking Brazil. They're told that this country is great. Streets of gold, all that good shit. They had no idea about the racism. They had no idea about the whites only drinking fountains, the blacks only bathrooms and shit. Mm-hmm. It was never told to them. It's crazy.
Well, I know what you're saying. It's like one of those things when you're a kid or whatever, you're supposed to remember the good and you forget most of the bad, you know what I mean? And when you're telling a story, trying to make something good, like I'm going to tell you about Candyland. Candyland has all this candy. It's fucking awesome. Fucking lollipops everywhere you go. Fucking, I'm not going to tell you that the shitter's been backed up for the last 2 weeks because I'm trying to tell you the fucking Candyland's awesome.
And you're going
to
get cavities.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to tell you about cavities and the dentists all went on strike.
And with diabetes.
You know, I'm not going to say all that. I'm going to tell you how great Candyland is.
I don't want the diabetes.
Yeah, you know, that's just one of those things.
Somebody told me before that they were actually going to take the civil rights movements and all that out of the history books. I heard that. I don't know if it's true or not, but I did hear that.
I've never heard that one.
I did.
Did you hear that, the New Panther Party movie?
No, I didn't.
I am interested in the New Panther Party. I'd like to see what they're talking about.
All kinds of shit going on in America right now. Fucking... they're trying to do this gun law thing, and some people are even saying and going as far, and I haven't seen the videos yet, but I'm saying this week they're going to come out about Dorner being a conspiracy altogether. Like, everything's made up. Everything. The fucking deaths, Dorner himself, the shootouts, fucking, I guess there's some people saying some shit about how all these motherfuckers are watching them. They got the whole news. Every fucking news station was in Big Bear, but yet there's no footage whatsoever
of the man,
of Dorner.
You know, I mean, that does make sense, but the one thing I would say how it's not a conspiracy is because me and Whiskey P were driving on the freeway. We saw the police, and we saw them down in Los Angeles, and we saw the helicopters flying by looking for motherfuckers.
Well, the thing is that's as far as conspiracies will go, though. Like, what we're saying, like, you're right. We did see all that shit. But the thing about it is, you got the news cameras on, okay? They're going to put on a show.
It's true.
I don't understand what you're saying, Whiskey Pete, as far as a conspiracy. What are they conspiring against?
They're saying everything is made up.
Gun laws.
Everything's made up.
Gun laws?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I can cut that, right, de facto, now. Okay, the thing about gun laws and this whole shit, they're trying to outlaw what?
Assault rifles.
Assault rifle. What kills most people in America?
Handguns.
Pistols. Damn, done. Fuck you guys.
But they won't
because
say that stat.
They're outlawing assault rifles because that's the only thing you could use to fight the military or the police.
Yep.
And that is exactly why the Second Amendment is there, so that if at any time the government is wrong, the people could rise up with their weapons and change shit.
Just like the Revolutionary War.
So it's not that, you know, they want to help us and make sure our kids don't get killed in schools, because if they did, they'd outlaw the handguns. Mm-hmm. All right?
The things you can conceal. Because
ain't no motherfucker concealing an assault rifle.
Yeah. You ain't gonna see no kid. Well, he had this assault rifle in his backpack.
Yeah.
And in the second period, he shot everybody. No, that ain't gonna happen.
No, there are some pretty dope little Gator AR-15.
The AK, the little mini Draco.
Yeah, you can get some shit like that. But it's not the point. They don't want us to have weapons because they don't want us to rise up against him. But we can't anyway because they have motherfucking tanks. Yeah. They ain't got no goddamn tanks.
I mean,
the thing is, you can form a militia legally, and you can have tanks, and you can have military weapons, you can have all that shit.
But can you have money?
That's the thing. Exactly.
To buy them? They're going to lock you down there.
Yeah, we got to get with Bill Gates if we're going to start our own militia.
It's more of an economical oppression or prejudice now in America rather than anything. You know, they will hold you down. They're not going to let you get to that point where you can't overtake anything. It is not.
Well, you know what? We got pretty good shit talked about this week. A couple things we didn't cover, we wanted to cover, was the Lakers coach or Lakers owner going down with cancer. And you know what? There's a couple other things on here, but let's go ahead and, because since we are ranked in TV and film, let's go over the top five grossing movies. Are we ready for that? Want to give it a couple minutes?
Yeah, let's go ahead and go over something real quick.
Don't we have any questions?
We got a lot of questions. We usually do that towards the end.
Did we get some questions?
Yeah, we do the questions towards the end.
But I'm interested in the movies. I saw a good movie this week. Did you see any? I went to the theater, actually. I haven't been to the theater in a long time. Because, you know, I've got some kids and they're young. And, you know, can't find a babysitter and whatnot. So, I went to see this movie called Beautiful Creatures.
Oh, how was that?
I was fucking shocked, dude.
That was my Valentine's movie, right?
Yeah! It came out on the 13th. My wife picked it. I think, oh god, here we go. But I was fucking shocked. It was pretty cool.
What was it about?
Witches.
Brief summary.
Witches. It was, because that's when I went in thinking, oh, it's the new witches, vampires, blah, 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 mythical bullshit, right? But it was about witches, and it did have just some cool shit going on. The plot, I guess, okay, let's see. This guy meets a girl. She's new in town. Her family is known, though, for being evil in the South.
Okay.
And so everybody's all in the Bible Belt. No, she's evil, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he gets to know her, finds out she is, in fact, a witch, but she's a cool fucking witch. And it's dope. You just gotta see it. It's a must-see.
Okay, well, what would you give it a beer can rating out of a 12-pack?
I'd give it a good fucking 7.
Really,
eight,
7 beers?
7 to 8, yeah.
A little better than half?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Definitely.
I saw the previews. It looked too fucking super fake Harry Potter.
That's what you would think. I'm telling you, though, it's a sleeper.
Yeah.
Well, you got the top five grossing movies this week, right? Why don't you go ahead and start number five?
Number five, we've got Hansel and Gretel.
It's another witch movie.
Hunters, yes.
And then, are they killing witches in that movie?
Witch is witch. It's called Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters, so witch is witch.
I'm not an action movie fan too much. This seems like the action movie with the corny lines and stuff. This other movie I saw had some originality to it, and that's what I go for, period. Yeah. More than anything. I don't care about the special effects or the fucking anything. I like plot.
Wow, okay. What was next?
Got Silver Linings Playbook.
Never heard of it. Anybody know anything about it?
Yeah, kind of. It's about two crazy people that want to fuck and, you know, go about their craziness. Sounds kind of like Punch Drunk Love, but different.
Do they fuck?
I'm sure they do.
Awesome.
All right. Number three, Side Effects. I have no idea what that is.
But it's number three.
They got an 86% from Rotten Tomatoes, so, I mean, that's got to be decent.
Go to This Weekend, because I think it...
This is This Weekend.
This is last weekend.
Yeah, it does say last weekend, but I'm thinking it's this weekend.
No, because there's a lot of different movies came out this week.
Well, because today is today.
I mean, look at it. It's the same shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Same shit.
So go to This Weekend.
I just did.
What's up?
Today's Sunday.
Yeah, but usually the...
So it's last weekend.
Well, I thought we had the... it should have the...
Sunday's the start of the week.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Is that what they're saying?
All right, well, what's next?
Okay, well, you just messed me all up. So let me go back. Hold on. Okay, so number three, Side Effects, once again. I don't know what it is, but it's only been out for 2 weeks. Number two, we've got Warm Bodies, which I kind of want to see that.
Oh, yeah, I do want to see that one. Warm Bodies, that zombie guy who's trying to become a human or whatever. That looks like a good movie, and I really do want to see that one.
Do you? I'm opposed to these movies, like action movies, for example, where I just know what's happening next. I just know what's going to happen next.
See, that
looks that's why I was so shocked about this other movie.
See, this is the one I went to. Aladocious got me on a different one. This looks more like the one I would say is probably the right one. Let's scratch those other ones.
Yeah, let's go let's start go from the top.
This other list that we have here.
Okay. Number five.
Number five, I've got Warm Bodies.
What we just talked about.
Which we just talked about.
Wait, hey, number six, go ahead and put that one in there.
Number six, Beautiful Creatures, which Aladocious
talked about. It's a good movie, dude.
Yes, if you say so.
I was shocked.
I'll probably give it a chance, but I don't think I'll like it.
Definitely the top ten.
I didn't think so either, I swear.
Well, there's only how many movies that come out a week.
Well, I'm saying it's pretty good, though. Right. Number four?
Number four, which grossed two and a half times as much, Escape from Planet Earth. Two and a half times Beautiful Creatures, and that's a kid's movie.
Yeah. Well, those always score high, you know. Because you can take the whole family, fucking sell a lot of tickets.
I guess, if you say so. Number three, we've got Safe Haven, which that's a movie I'll never see anyway.
Never even heard of it.
It's with that, what's Josh Duhamel or...
Douchebag,
yeah. Something about that, yeah. And it looks like the picture of the thing is him kissing a chick, so obviously...
That right there already says, totally don't buy that shit, yeah.
Yep, that says, go home and bang your wife hard so she doesn't want to see it.
Number two, I've got Identity Thief. Which, that is a movie I probably wouldn't want to watch either.
Oh, really? I thought that one would be good.
With the fat chick and...
She's pretty funny, dude.
Yeah.
There's not too many funny movies anymore. It's mostly slapstick comedy. I don't want to see it.
I don't know if I'd like that. I mean, I'd probably give it a chance. It got number two, so I mean...
I'm not going to watch it, I'll tell you that.
Number one, though, that's the movie I do want to see.
That's the one, I don't know why I didn't see it yet.
A Good Day to Die Hard. Come on. Now, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker!
I said I don't really appreciate action movies, but I've always been a fan of the Die Hard.
They're
all good.
What is it, number four and five, right? Fifth Die Hard?
It's, what?
One, two, three, four, five, yeah.
Is it? It could be. Five or six.
Six, dude. There's quite a few.
How many Die Hard? Die Hard 1, Die Hard 2.
Was there a Die Hard 3?
Yeah, Die Hard 3.
Die Hard 3, there's...
Live Free or Die Hard.
Live Free or Die Hard.
And then it's A Good Day, Die Hard.
I don't know. I can't comment on
it. Was it Die Hard 3 or I thought there was another one?
I think there is Die Hard 3.
I know there's a Die Hard 3. I don't know if it's Die Hard 4.
Which one is the one with Samuel L. Jackson? Is that Die Hard 3?
I think they all have him.
He's in every movie. Django? What? Django?
Alright. Well, go on from that. We'll move to the questions that we got for the week. And please forgive me for the questions. I might be off by some of your names. I am translating from a Mr. Captain Sleeper who was at work when he was trying to give me these questions.
So is Captain Sleeper, he works late nights, right, at the mill strip club?
Yeah, well, the thing about it is he's their biggest tipper. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And when they're having slow nights, they call him in to tip the strippers so other guys or chicks, mostly
right,
chicks,
they
follow suit, you know? Mm-hmm. They see this dude tipping hard. And
it was like, he was like, so this question's from... And
it's like, on average.
Oh, this is, you read it better than me. I was trying to wonder what these words meant. But, all right, I'm guessing, and I could be wrong when I say this, this is from a merit. And apparently there's a law that's been passed. I didn't get the whole details on it. About the alcohol percentage in whiskey and how they got to water it down or some bullshit. And I guess Maker's Mark is saying, fuck that, we're not doing it. And so pretty much the question coming from him is, are we changing what we drink because of the law, because the Maker's Mark is more potent than the rest of them? I'll go ahead and start it off. I never even fucking heard of this law or what the fuck's going on. I got to find out about it now. I'm going to research this shit because that's bullshit. They're going to fucking, they already fucking, they're outlawing our fucking, what is this, the fucking... what's that called? Prohibition again? Yeah.
Free country, right?
Yeah, outlaw how much alcohol we drink in our fucking drink. I mean, shit, dude. I mean, all that's going to do is make people drink more.
No, I'm going to smoke weed. Because that shit is legal. And it's strong.
Yeah, as strong as you want it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm going to find out more about this, Mr. Merritt, and let you know. But I'm not going
to
change.
We're going to have to get back about that.
Yeah, we're going to do some research on that one.
Merritt, I think I'm going to call bullshit on your whole thing there, because I've heard nothing about this either.
Not a word, huh?
Not a word, and I think that's something that would be really, really out there. And also, I mean, how can they do it just on whiskey, but they sell Everclear? You know what I mean? That doesn't make sense to me. Maybe in just the state you're in, because I know in Oklahoma, they can only sell 3-2 beer, you know, and stuff like that. You know, Bible Belt.
I think he was from, you know, I didn't even write down where they were from.
Maybe his own state.
Yeah, yeah,
we're gonna have to look into that.
Yeah, that's a crazy one, man. Because I've never heard anything like that.
Yeah, Merritt, we'll let you know, man. Because that concerns me if it's true.
But yeah, it really does.
Changing the thing I drink? Fuck no! I'm gonna get drunk off of whatever. If it's 2% alcohol, I'm gonna drink a shit ton of it.
Drink more.
That's right.
So what we have to do when we go to SeaWorld, we gotta drink a shit ton of that fakey beer to get drunk.
Just boil it down. Concentrate it.
All right. Now this one is Heidi. What actor do you see in a role that most likely they do not take on? Her example is she would like to see Johnny Depp in a Scorsese movie.
I think that was a poor example of it because Johnny Depp did that movie.
He could do that.
He did the movie with the mobsters.
Yeah, that was actually a really good movie too. What was it called? I forgot what it's called.
In the 20s, he played motherfucking
the guy with the Tommy gun.
Yeah, Babyface Nelson was in there. Yeah. He played
look it up. Yeah,
I don't know who he played, but he did a good job of it. But anyway, yeah, the question is, an actor going outside of the box.
Yeah, out of their element. Damn, that's kind of a hard question to answer. Kind of on the spot. Wish you would have gave us this question a couple days ago.
I got a good one.
What do you got?
I got fucking Samuel L. Jackson in fucking
a romance.
Yeah, romance movie, or even, you know, in something, you know, where he has to act like a college professor. Well, he can do that. Maybe a quiet college student or something. You know, something radio, something retarded. Him retarded. I couldn't see him playing a retarded guy.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't do it.
So Johnny Depp played John Dillinger in Public Enemy. So that's pretty mafia.
That's as mafia as it gets, actually.
Yeah.
The Dillinger, yeah. That's John Dillinger Tommy gun. Yep.
Yeah. Do you have a movie, an actor in a movie kind of thing?
Not a specific, but I'll tell you, it's always funny when in a comedy you see some serious actor come do a comedy role. I like to see stuff like that, you know?
That's funny, because I was actually thinking the same shit. I was thinking like a Brad Pitt playing like a Jim Carrey role.
I can see Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt does some.
No, but he does funny shit. But he does like.
He does.
But he does like the kind of funny where it's like me and you joke funny, not like making him look stupid as fuck funny. You know what I mean?
It's true. Yeah, he does.
I want to see him doing like a Saturday Night Live.
Ace Ventura.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like him. Like I don't think I've ever seen him on Saturday Night Live. Like being just fucking like funny. Like, you know what I mean?
Matt Damon.
Yeah. Do you have a specific actor?
No, not really. I mean...
Alright, we'll go on to the next question. Stark is the person who wrote this.
It's Tony Stark, right?
No, it was just Stark with the S. Name a movie, not well known, that you would highly recommend. Stark's example is Exam. Okay? I know for a fact Aladocious brought one of these movies to our attention a couple weeks back.
Timer, I commented on, is a great movie. I'd also like to comment on a movie called Cashback. It's a little, maybe known, it's on Netflix again, but it's good indie films. Any other films that you get on the independent movies under Netflix, they're going to be pretty good. I'm just going to tell you. It's not the B-movie bullshit that you get on Netflix. The independent films that they put on there are pretty good. There's another one I will let you know about in a second that is also pretty good.
Go ahead. You got anything with Sweet?
That's not well known. Yeah. I'll be honest with you guys. Call it what you want. But I really don't watch movies that you guys don't bring to me or that are not well known. So I really can't.
Don't got time.
Yeah, I really can't tell you. I mean, I would say, like, Office Space is pretty well-known, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's an older movie.
I agree. I mean, it's pretty well-known. But, yeah, a lot of people actually haven't seen that. And it's one of the better movies.
You know what? What's that movie called? Has Adam Carolla in it.
Oh, The Hammer!
The Hammer.
The Hammer's a great movie. That's if you haven't seen it, watch that movie.
Very not well-known movie.
And it's great.
But if you watch it, Adam Carolla by himself made this movie. Well, obviously with other actors and shit. But he fucking wrote, directed, all that shit. And that's a really fucking good movie. The plot, the fucking storyline, everything.
Yep. Yep, that is a good one. Actually, I didn't think of that. What funny movie though that a lot of people don't know about? Dirty Work. Dirty Work's a good one.
Yeah, it really is a good one. That was another very underrated movie.
But the one I talked to, I talked to Captain Sleeper about it actually earlier. I said City of God. He said it's kind of well known. I don't know. City of God. Foreign film, you know, got some subtitles and all that. But yeah, I mean, I actually like foreign films. I can read the subtitles every once in a while when I'm not too tired. And I think those actually, they usually have more depth and more, you know, just more of the scenery and the imagery and shit than these other movies where it's just action-packed, you know? So I kind of think those are pretty good, but yeah.
So I've got another one for you right off the top of my head.
What's that?
The Promotion, all right? It's got Steve Stifler, you know?
Yeah.
His real name is motherfucking, what's his name? Sean William Scott, right? Sean William Scott and the dude from Step Brothers, John C. Reilly.
I've seen that movie, actually.
Yeah, The Promotion is that dark comedy, you know?
I think they both work
at a grocery store.
I liked it.
It's not the best movie, but it's a good one, you know, for those unknown movies. If you like to just watch a movie.
Have you seen The Hammer?
Kill some time. I haven't seen The Hammer.
Watch it.
I heard you guys talking about
it. Great movie.
I'm going to have to see it.
Great movie.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and let you read those questions, Aladocious.
All right, we got another question from a guy named, we can't pronounce it, he spelled it, ebonically, Pooja. Now Pooja, he's asking, and you know, first of all, let me preface this question, he put in the subject line, urgent. Now, motherfucker, is this really urgent? All right, we'll see.
911 emergency.
Yeah. Please answer now.
He says that he's in a situation where two people are after him in his high school when they think that he hit on their girlfriend. Now, he wants to know what he should do. All
right. First off, stop writing us emails if you're fucking running from two motherfuckers. I can see why it's urgent. But maybe you should spend more time running than fucking telling us. No, but honestly, that was a joke. But
I'm just going to throw it out there that if two people are after you because you're fucking with their girlfriend, she's probably a whore because she has two boyfriends already.
What the fuck is she doing with two boyfriends? You should tell them about each other. Maybe they get a little fucking...
I think we've been through this before. Who's that guy that wrote us a while ago? You know, he's from Utah and whatnot. And he couldn't fight too well. Wanted some help with the bullying. Now, the bullying is one thing, all right? But what we always say is, bro, lock yourself in your bedroom and do some push-ups, man.
Exactly.
Get a little strong and go fight him.
No.
Get your ass kicked and learn how to fight.
No, if I don't remember, I think Cap said something about him writing something about not being able to fight too well or some shit.
Yeah. Can't fight.
Man, this is advice for everyone. If you're a man... I'm sorry, call me sexist if you want, but if you're a man, you gotta know how to fight. You gotta at least learn how to defend yourself.
There's no such thing as can't fight.
Yeah.
It's won't fight.
Yeah. You gotta learn how to defend yourself. If you got two motherfuckers coming after you, I mean, I'll tell you right now, 60-40, just standing up to them will be enough.
You can get mad respect either way if you throw down. I threw down against this one fat kid in junior high. Got my ass whooped, but got mad respect for it.
Yeah.
Alright, just don't ever back down.
Hey, Swift kicking the dick solves a lot of problems, too.
If you
just stand up and fight, you'll learn how to fight. Because I'm a bad motherfucker, but I'll still get my ass whooped right now here today. There's always somebody out there batter.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to win every fight.
Unless you're the Olympic gold medalist wrestler.
Not anymore. Those days are few and far between now.
Those days are gone. Yeah.
Now, this guy has two motherfuckers after him because apparently he hit on their girlfriend or whatever.
Their one girlfriend?
We don't know. It's with the Yeah, we don't know what's going on, man. I mean, you can't fight very well, but you're scared of two dudes. I mean, maybe you should stop hitting on guys' girlfriends if you really can't fight. That's one word of advice. Learn how to fight. It's another word of advice.
If she pulls tag team, send her this way because we can fight.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, no, I'll tell you. Look, maybe she is the type of girl. She don't, you know, she's getting caught up in the popularity and she's got these two, you know, jock boyfriends. But she really wants is a nice guy. And
this
you're the
could
nice
be
guy.
Two separate girls, dude.
Dude, just be the creeper. You know, when they're at fucking football practice, creep up in a room and stick it. Do your thing. And don't get caught. That's it.
Well, he's already been caught, so the whole purpose of the question. That's why it's urgent.
What do you do now? On to the next one, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, two guys after you, I mean, just get your ass kicked or fight. I mean, fight, but if you get your ass kicked.
Hey, sock them right in the fucking nose or headbutt them in the nose. Bust their shit, and they're not going to be able to fight you back because their eyes are going
to
be watery.
Yeah, the best thing to do, dude, is really, though, if these guys want to fight you, is to fight them. Win or lose, you're going to get some respect.
Exactly. Because you're not a bad motherfucker. Look, I'm a bad motherfucker. So when I get my ass kicked, it looks real bad. When you, as a dorky dude, get your ass kicked, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
You'll live. You'll live through it. It's fine.
75% of these street fights out there, the guy that throws the first punch is the one who wins. So
Throw that first punch.
Bust his fucking snot box.
You're a freshman in high school. Yeah, you wrote that down, too. He's a freshman in high school.
Bust the snot box.
Punch him first. Punch him first. And a lot of these kids don't know what it's like to get punched in the face.
Right.
That might be all you need to do is win.
And let's not forget that he's probably not 18.
Oh, he's not. He's
use some weapons. No, you're not going to go to jail for that long.
Yeah, you will go to jail, so don't do that.
Don't use weapons. Hey, snot box, man. Ride in the snot box.
Let's go ahead now. How many questions? We got one more question?
We got one more question.
We got more from Nicole. One more that we have room for.
Yeah, we had a lot of questions. But, you know, we're gonna answer one more because we really like this one from Nicole. We have a lot to elaborate about it, okay? Mm-hmm. Nicole says she comes from a small town in Ohio. We don't know what town, all right? And she's looking to move to L.A. Live the fucking dream. Great. Good job, Nicole. To become an actress. And she would like to know what genre of movies that we think she should start with. Okay. All right. Anybody?
Porn.
All right.
I mean, straight up, you want to get known? Porn.
The Kim Kardashian style ones that she got famous from.
Bukkake, anal, anybody else?
No, Nicole, send us your shots, you know, side shots, your whole photo. We'll tell you what's up. We'll tell you what's up. But really, honestly, that's every girl out here's dream. They had at the malls and all this stuff. They have this little talent scouting agency going around where they charge you $400 or $500 to take some headshots of you and stuff and show them to other people. Yeah, it's something where, you know, really you're gonna have to have it in. It's not who you know; it's who you blow type thing. It's sad. The whole it's a rough world.
Well, think about it.
Don't move out here wanting that. Move out here with bigger aspirations. I mean. Move out here to go to school for like acting and things like that, and then maybe you'll get your foot in the door. But don't
because
move out here thinking
you're
going to do it.
Most people that do act, they have a backup. Okay? They have a day job.
Yes.
Come out here with a day job and acting as a side. And if the acting pans out, great. If not, you have an excellent day job to buy a nice house and live a nice life.
Have you ever heard the term starving actor?
Yeah.
Because that's literally 99% of the fucking people in LA.
That's right.
Most of the bums you see out here are literally people who came from other states. Thinking they're going to be acting. Now, don't get me wrong, Nicole. You could be that one in a million. You could be that Olivia Wilde out there who fucking moved to L.A. one night and fucking became an act, you know, famous the next day. Now, that does happen.
Don't get me wrong. She blew somebody.
Yeah, I'm
and
sure.
And hold on. Let's not get past this. Nicole, how hot are you? If you're fucking smoking hot, you may have a better chance.
Yeah, I met some smoking hot chicks that tried out the acting thing.
But they're dumb.
Well, I'll tell you right now. And if you're not, you don't have a chance. Sorry. No offense, but... You don't.
That's just the world we live in.
Tina Fey's not smoking hot.
But the thing is, she went to comedy. She went to Saturday Night Live.
She's got that personality.
She wants a different route, though.
Personality.
That's sad.
Maybe Nicole's got personality.
We don't know. That's why we're asking.
Hey, she wears nice shoes, dude. She wears nice shoes.
That's why we want some headshots.
What's the girl's name that played in Superstar? And she's in all the fucking Will Ferrell movies.
Oh, I don't even know her.
You know what I'm talking about,
right?
Yeah,
I know who you're talking about.
She's not very hot either. But the thing is that she wants that different route. That's Saturday Night Live. That's the
not. And that again, she's not that hot. I don't think she's funny at all. It must be who she blew.
No, it's all about different route you take. That's all it is. So yeah, Nicole, I'll tell you right now, like it's a good dream to have. Being an actor is pretty fabulous dream. You don't get to do that much work, and you get all this money, and get to go all these cool parties and stuff. And the thing about it is, it's gonna be super hard. If you're gonna come out here just expecting to be it, it's probably better to come out here expecting to fail. I swear to God, that way if you do succeed, it's good.
Yeah, I mean,
I went to high school with a girl, and she actually made it. I'd say she's like like D-list now, okay? And the thing that she got by on is she wasn't that cute or nothing. She's doable, okay? But she has a strong work ethic. Whenever she was supposed to be there, she was there. She was meeting people. She was always at the fucking
I don't know who you're talking about. Place.
At all.
I'll fill you in later because I don't want to give up my fucking identity. But, you know, this girl, she was always about being on time and in the mix. And if you can do that, and on top of that, you got to have a day job to pay your bills, you have a good chance, you know?
You know, the whole thing is, you know, hope for best, but prepare for worst. So always have that day job. Like they're saying, come out here, plan on going to school, plan on having a job, and do that acting as the background. Don't put that everything. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, you know?
Yeah, that's what it amounts down to. Those old sayings that hold true forever. Dude,
for real. It's true.
Well, I'll tell you right now.
That's why they stick around forever.
Yeah.
Rent in L.A. is a lot more than rent in Ohio.
That's true, too.
It's a lot more.
Okay. So you'll end up living outside L.A. on the outskirts. That's yeah. fine.
Yeah, you will. It's fine. Don't
in the suburbs. Wrong. The suburbs are awesome.
The thing about it is, it's also more expensive to live out here, too.
House parties are dope.
Yeah, I'm saying it's more expensive to live. Like, food costs more.
Yeah, everything.
Clothes cost more. Everything costs more.
Hookers cost more.
Hookers cost more. I mean, that might be a backup plan. I'm just saying.
Let's not fucking joke here. Yeah, that's know? True. I'm laughing, but that's just... It's
most just most actresses in
the
LA...
The Legend of the Rent that are way past due.
I'll tell you right now. Most, well, and college students, a lot of college and actresses in LA, learn how to dance on a pole.
That's true.
And you know what I'm saying? Like,
you can't tell me, Whiskey Pete, if you could dance on a pole... You wouldn't do it.
Dance on the pole every goddamn day.
Are you kidding me? I am a professional hooker. And pole dancer, better believe it.
Every goddamn day. You know what I'm saying? Day.
That's yep. kind of what I do.
Yep. Every goddamn day.
Hustler, pose it up.
Every goddamn day.
You just see how big my boots are.
You got them hooker boots, huh?
I straight up do.
Knee highs, buddy.
Glass heels, do it up.
Not so, glass, but insulated.
So now that Cap is gone, we kind of got a fucking free deal. Should we end this on like a final note for the week? Like some advice for the fucking listeners? What do you guys think?
I'm going to end with Chris Dorner, Christopher Jordan Dorner. Rest in peace, brother.
Okay. You got it?
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool, fuck you, I'm out.
There's only two other people here besides you.
Well, like...
I really got nothing either. I just want to say thanks for listening to us once again. We haven't said this in a few weeks, but we'll go ahead and repeat ourselves. Look for us on wherever on iTunes. Our biggest listeners is Drunk Before Noon. Just as we say it, three words, Drunk Before Noon.
That's right.
If you're listening to us on a Podomatic, whatever...
Drunk Before Noon 24
at Podomatic.com. Our email, drunkbeforenoon24@gmail.com. You can find us on like Google search. Check it out. There's any way you can find podcast. Okay, we're either Drunk Before Noon, three different words, just those three, or one solid word, Drunk Before Noon 24. Look for us. Either way, if Captain was here, he'd be able to break it down which one is which, but he's not, and I don't remember. So like I said, we're either Drunk Before Noon, three separate words, or one solid word, Drunk Before Noon 24, okay? So look for us, tell your friends, we're getting pretty big finally. Word's getting out there, sponsors are actually not far away from what's going on, Captain said. Captain will be able to explain more than he's gone, like I said, he's working, doing that. Whole overtime thing. Obviously, we're broke right now.
Tell your friends. Tell your mom. Tell your mom's boyfriend. I don't care. Yeah, let everyone know.
We're telling everyone up in this shit.
That's right.
But, yeah, let us all know. That way, Captain not to work so much fucking overtime to pay the fucking bill for this fucking podcast. I'll try to hook us up a little bit, and we'll try to hook you up with more nonsense. It's what we do best. Do nothing. But I appreciate you guys listening to us, putting us back in the ranks again. That was awesome. And hopefully the three of us got you by enough for the week to before you guys listen to us again next week. You know, at least, you know, it would be awesome if you guys put us back in the ranks. But either way, thanks a lot. Fuck you all, you guys who didn't like us because I guess we can't really make you happy, so fuck you. My bad. Anyway, till next time. Toast on fucking life, I guess. Fucking
one love.
Yeah.
One love.
Yeah.
There we go.